Bauza FM 107.3. That was the Beatles with Here Comes the Sun. And it was one of those days where we were waiting for the sun to come out. It finally did, and it was beautiful, beautiful, glorious day. Very early spring. We just had the equinox, and there's so much happening in the stars and so much happening in the earth. So many things waiting to be born. You can feel the potential of what's trying to come out of the earth. And so I just wanted to welcome you to In Your Right Mind. I've got Master Gu. He's a Qigong master, and he has a Qi center here, actually in Petaluma. He teaches Qigong workshops and live. His teachers teach live Skype Qigong classes on a daily basis, which sounds really fun. And we're going to get a chance to get to know him. And so I just wanted to have you take a moment here to kind of just breathe a little bit and relax. I'm just going to have you take several deep breaths, nice and slow. Just trying to help you get into your right mind. Wiggle your toes and kind of drop your shoulders and just let it go for a little bit here. As you exhale, imagine creating space between you and your universe. Your whole exterior world. Just imagine creating a little more space. And take a moment and connect yourself to the earth. You can go from your root chakra, which is about where your tailbone is, and just imagine a line of energy that goes all the way down into the center of the planet. That's great. And you can imagine that as a laser beam or a tree trunk or a daisy chain or $100 bills tied together. It doesn't matter how. You just want to connect yourself to the earth. Take a moment and appreciate all the air that's around you. You're abundant in air, if nothing else. Go ahead and breathe. When you get a chance to kind of slow your thoughts down, you can kind of see what's yours and what's not yours. So with your next exhale, I want you to intend to take a moment and release everything that's just not yours. Not yours to be responsible for, not yours to deal with. Just take a deep breath, and as you exhale, release that. Create some space. Go ahead and just fatten the moment for yourself. Let yourself really sink into this moment. How does your body feel? Any places that are holding or feeling tense, I can just help you imagine releasing that. Just send a breath to that area. Go ahead and send a breath to it. That's great. Really connecting yourself to the earth. Make that grounding cord, that connection to the earth, nice and big. Just imagine it like a huge tree trunk. Make it pretty big. And just imagine just releasing, using that as a releasing tool. Just releasing your day. People that you work with, friends, family members, pets. Go ahead and just shoot them down that grounding cord. Give them some space and give yourself a little space right now. Just release it. That's great. And when you're ready, you can imagine a big gold sun above your head and just collect your energy back. Imagine that sun has a magnet in it with your name on it. And you're just going to make the command. You're going to call your energy back from coworkers, from family members, from friends, from any situation that's troubling you. Call your energy back. And And imagine, like rivers of gold, that gold sun's just going to get really filled with your energy. That's your creative life force. You need your energy, so just call it back. And then go ahead and just douse yourself. Bring that gold sun all the way in. Take another deep breath and just feel that gold energy moving through your whole body, rinsing out your grounding cord and creating a nice bubble around you. Oh, that's great. Okay, so I'm really pleased to welcome Master Gu. And so I'm going to have Master Gu come on now. Are you there?
Hello, I am. Hello. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad you like that.
I really appreciate the meditation. Appreciate your guidance.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, I like to take a little time with the show to help people kind of chill out a little bit. Slow down.
Yeah, we all need that very much, don't we?
Yes, we do. So tell me a little bit about how you got started with your path, Master Gu. What got you started with Qigong?
Yes, that's still a mystery. You know, in the non-linear space, I think, we're meant to be who we are right now, this moment, discovering, what are we doing, what are we passionate about, different way of fulfilling ourselves. Then in the linear time, I think, it's literally one thing leads to another. So I'll give you a short story. Of course, I was born in China and the end of the Cultural Revolution. And actually, in the middle of the Cultural Revolution, the country is not quite in a good shape. So I grew up relatively, in a small village, there's not a lot of education, not a lot of spiritual practice going on. So almost like a vacuum. Yeah, so... Mm. But I do remember some experience really stands out. One is from very little, I had a feeling I was going to leave home far, far away to some place. Had no idea where and what that means. So now I reflect back, maybe that makes sense. So I came all the way, to another side of the planet Earth. And that was 85. And the second experience I remember well is even at a time, the spiritual practice was quite limited, but some of the temple still open, and occasionally my mother and took us to these temples and show respect and to these deities, and especially Guan Yin, the goddess of compassion. Mm. So I remember very little. I just couldn't help the feeling and the tear come out of my eyes. And I was very little. I had no idea why I was feeling that, kind of sobbing, but not particularly for anything, unhappy or sad. Just the feeling of kind of touched by something deep in the bottom of my heart. Even as a little boy, I really didn't know what that means, but that really strong experience I remembered. So anyhow, I end up coming to U.S. 85 as student and study mathematics, actually.
Yeah.
And then after 10 years, totally study mathematics, 4 years here, then I give up and switch to fine arts. And that was probably the biggest change. Of course, after I came to U.S., that was really a big change in my life and opened my horizon to new way of life, new cultures, new places. And I didn't have any much of experience. Often people, asking me, do you have any culture shock? And I say, no, not really. I felt really home, feel really good, feel really free, exploring a new option, new way of living, so to speak. But not until I was become passionate about art. And I was relatively still closed and very kind of introspective and not very active, not very social. So the art is really allow me to be open to new interaction, new creativity, new possibility. So I studied fine arts for about 10 years. In that process, I discovered Qigong. In the process of connecting with different spiritual tradition. So as I mentioned, it was not so much a religious or a spiritual in a way, you know, from childhood training. So more like from my own search, especially in the graduate school and in fine arts, I connected with different spiritual traditions. So in that process, I discovered Qigong. And in the beginning, it's more philosophical. You know, it's asking the question of who we are, what's our relationship to the nature, to the earth, to the universe in general. And so it was an amazing discovery at the time, and especially the Taoist perspective, is the universe is within you, reflecting the universe outside of you. And also the Buddhist tradition, speaking of the nature of the mind, the consciousness beyond our thinking mind. So I was really fascinated. But then the Qigong bring me to a place of experiential. So there's certain routine of practice is available. So I did a practice here and there. Then eventually I discovered this form of Qigong in China called Zinen Qigong. And I eventually translated into English as a wisdom healing Qigong. So I was very fortunate to not only study a little bit in the West, but I eventually end up went to the teacher in China. He had a big center for more than two decades. So as a Chinese, I was fortunate, went back to there to study very intensively with him in the beginning, more like a few months at a time. Eventually went to the master training program, spent almost 2 years living there to study with him with many other ADK students. So that's a brief story.
Wow. So, yeah, so you said you didn't really experience a lot of culture shock, but was your family surprised or disappointed that you switched from math to the arts and that
yeah,
kind
of thing? That's a really good question. Actually, I think I'm fortunate enough. No. My heavy doesn't have much of a control of my life, actually. you know, I was the first one went to college in this big village. And so the people there didn't have a lot of idea, you know, what's the life beyond the village. So they're really kind of excited for what I was doing. And not to mention, you know, this young, you know, Chinese boy came to U.S. And at the time, you know, there's no such thing as American dream in this small Chinese village yet. Nowadays, yes.
Right.
So they have no idea, no concept. Because of that, they didn't have really much of kind of preference.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, they do have wish, you know, for me to make a lot of money, you know, be rich and all that. I didn't realize this dream for them, so that was kind of disappointing.
but you felt like a call, is that right? Things just opened up for you, it sounds
Yeah. You know, there are different time in our life, I think we all felt some call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a new possibility, new purpose there, especially when feel not happy or not healthy or challenging one way or another in our life. But for me, that was more like I had so much freedom as this little boy in U.S., you know, and I was studying, you know, fine arts, mathematics, so on. But in my soul, in my heart, and always a longing for something. And now I can feel, you know, describe it two way. One is like, where is my true home?
Right.
You know, where do we truly belong?
Right. How would you suggest someone else, like, because there are people who can really identify with longing, like not sure what their path is. How would you help them or advise them to be in that space where they could maybe see where their path might be?
Yeah, you know, first is recognizing the importance of the longing and really noticing, oh, I'm searching for something. I'm longing for something. I may not be happy with what I'm doing, whatever it might be. I feel unsettled. I feel challenged. Just recognizing you are in that process and allow yourself to go deeper beyond just intellectually asking the question, you know, what are you searching for? But really go into your heart, go into your heart. Just, you know, one way I put it is, you know, we're all searching for home. Whichever way that home means for you, whether you're searching in your relationship, you know, settling in a relationship, or even in a job, a sense of purpose, creativity, a service, you know, a meaning for, you know, what your gift can offer to others. This all comes a sense of like home, a settledness. Mm-hmm. But from my own journey, and I want to share, particularly important for me is finding the home is really beginning not only your heart but your body. Mm-hmm. So we may searching a different way mentally, you know, what is good for us, you know, what is make us happy, what is a good relationship, what is, you know, the money can bring us. But it's deeply until we can feel home in this body. It's quite difficult to find a peace, find settledness, find real home in other ways.
That is great. So we're going to take a break. I've actually got a song from Jimmy Cliff called Sitting in Limbo, which I think is perfect for what you're just saying.
Wonderful.
And we're going to be back with Master Gu at Cal's FM 107.3.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. For the dice to roll, sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. No. But I know that my faith
Okay, that was Jimmy Cliff with Sitting in Limbo. And I am Moksha Lee. This is In Your Right Mind, Cal's FM 107.3 in Occidental, California. The station phone is 874-1073 if you have anything special you'd like to add to the conversation. Cal's Radio is proud to bring the Great Wave of the Heart to Occidental Center for the Arts. This is Sunday, April 7th. It's a special event to honor the 20th anniversary of the Hopi Nation's 10 Things to Consider. They are, where do you live? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It's time to speak your truth and create your community. Be good to each other, and do not look outside of yourself for the leader. So join them for earth songs and sacred stories and dance of life with some of Sonoma County's spiritual, musical, and community leaders. That's April 7th, Sunday, at 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. The doors open at 2, and that's at the Occidental Center for the Arts. It's a $10 donation. We'd love to see you there. And speaking of donation, Cal's FM has an Indiegogo campaign. We're trying to raise some money to kind of upgrade our equipment here. So if you're able to just send in $5 through PayPal, go ahead to the kows.fm website. Send it on over. I promise you it will go to a good cause, trying to keep really good, local, interesting community program on the radio. And so I'm back with Master Goo, how are you? You still there?
Wonderful.
Wonderful, good. So yeah, we were talking about how your real home is the body, and there are so many people kind of looking for their real home in a philosophy, in a diet, in an exercise practice, whatever. But you're saying it's really, your home is in your body, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that and how that relates to Qigong.
Yes, and that's, you know, I'm saying this is really come out of my own deep experience as a little boy, and actually growing up until I practiced Qigong, I wasn't in my body at all. Mm-hmm. And as a childhood, you know, growing up, actually I was adopted, and then I came back to the birth home. So I felt a sense of, you know, hard to be on one place and settling. And physically had a lot of problems, quite severe conditioning of sclerosis, asthma, and as well kidney problems.
Oh, wow.
So not only the body was weak and dysfunctional and quite diseased, quite challenged, but somehow I managed to kind of overlook it, because knowing medically there's not so much cure, that chronically, you know, incurable condition. So my choice was living in the head, living in the mind.
Right.
So that's why I probably end up studying mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most, you know, abstract place you can go. And so my body was continuously being challenged until I practiced Qigong. Then suddenly was very shocked, suddenly, you know, how bad is functioning the body was, and try and come back to this bodily experience. And it was not easy, So, and yet I persisted. I think I was very stubborn, you know, for a couple of good reasons. One is the spiritual reason. Really want to discover what she is, what energy is, what the truth of the universe is.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, you know, seeing the inspiration and of other people that get healed from this severe condition. So it took me nearly a couple of years to heal this severe condition, start to enjoy a much healthier body, more energy, more flexibility, but much more is uplifting of the spirit. And that process, and I was deeper able to connect with not only my physical body, but also my emotional body, and starting with the heart. So in that process, and I discovered the joy, the settledness, the peace, and way beyond ever, you know, conceptualized.
Mm.
You know, when you read a book, you feel a sense of spaciousness or peace or even inspirations, but that doesn't really last very long.
Right.
And, you know, so in that process, what we've been doing in Qigong is like you're reading a book inside of you.
Mm.
You'll be inside of you discovering what is going on inside of you. You know, in the beginning, it can be very frightening. you know, the discomfort, the pain, the disease, and whatever imbalance, you know, is in there. But at the same time, you start to feel the underlying energy, that aliveness, and that deeper feeling of who you are in your call that keep you going. So only way I can describe is when you go inside, slow this powerful practice connecting not only your body, but the deeper energetic, deeper subconsciousness, and deeper intelligence inside of you. What you're noticing is that you're beyond your story, you're beyond your diagnosis, you're beyond even the challenge that maybe we face, you know, in our life, whether relationship, our job, money-wise. There's so much there awaiting for you to experience as life, as joy, as love, as consciousness. So that's basically everything we have been looking for, you know, outside of us.
Right.
That energetic life. And it's always there for you, inside of you. And that is amazing discovery. And of course, I'm continuously discovering more and more every day. And especially, you know, slow this practice, slow a new purpose. So in the practice is very simple. You do the movement to connect in with your body, allow the energy to move. And you do the visualization, allow you connecting with the subtle energy, such as the beautiful meditation you did in the beginning of our interview. So you're connecting the very essence of yourself. And you even you can go deeper, making the sound, allow the energy awaken your organs. Often we say, you know, you begin to date your body, even dating your organs. So these are your old friends. These there we have been overlooking, dismissing them, you know. So now you have developing a new relationship with them, mm-hmm. and begin to know them. And in that process, it's deeply fulfilling. So it's a relationship with your heart, the relationship with your energy, the relationship with your deeper purpose, deeper longing.
That's beautiful. And you know, I've seen some of your gatherings at IONS. So that's in Petaluma area. And you are first bursting with life. And it's hard not to be inspired just being near you because you do have such an incredible chi. And I wonder about, like, there are people who come to see you who are very sick and have you know, very scary diagnoses. And I wonder, you know, what's that, what is that like? What does that create in the space if you've got people who are maybe not so sick and then people who are very sick in the same room working together? How does that?
Yeah, that is a great question. You know, it's like when I first deciding go to China, I was kind of concerned. You know, I was sick myself. Mm-hmm. But then going to the Qigong hospital, have 1,000 people, they're all severely sick, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, what can happen, you know? You want to hide yourself. That's usually your first kind of perception. But the truth is, you know, the moment I got there, and you start to feel something quite different than, you know, if you look at each person individually, they look quite sick in the, on the surface. And yet when we go into the chi field, we call the chi field the energy field, it's the subtle existence of the energy in the room, in that place, and you feel very different than just like, you know, look at the people, you know, and whatever diagnosis, you know, it's very different energy. That's what's quite shocking for me. So what happened, the same thing started to happen when people come into our events, including especially retreat, because that's a place, you know, we really dive in deeper into healing of all levels. So normally we have like 1/3 of people are physically severely challenged with all these conditions, leukemia, all kind of cancers, and Lyme disease of chronic conditions, immune functions, and all kind of trauma conditions. and Parkinson's neurological conditions, you know, heart condition, diabetes, and all that, especially a lot of nowadays, you know, a lot of depression caused by traumas from the past. And so, but also another one third of people usually not so physically challenged. It's more like healers and therapists, and they want to empower themselves to learn more from this ancient tradition of energy healings. But also they have a big heart, you know. Also they want to really, let's say, recharge themselves, you know, or when we serve ourselves, we can be depleted easily. Yeah.
Right.
So this practice allows them to recharge themselves. Then in the middle, another one third is usually like people going through a transition. Could it be challenged by relationship or energy levels or some condition challenging but not health-wise severe.
Right.
So that is also a very important place people often experience. So mixture of these wonderful challenges, and I love it, because when we come in together and quickly discover all the story used to be important, become less important when we connect in with energy. So one of the guidance, you know, I share continuously is beyond our individual identity and identity and challenges, relative energy experiences, through this practice, we can connect in with the source energy quickly. And I call this pure chi. And that source energy in the universe, that source energy exists in all form, in all space, on the planet Earth, in all planets, everywhere you go, it's there. You're surrounded by the source energy, and your body, your organ, your cell is a manifestation of this pure energy of life. So in the beginning, the people quickly experience that, even, you know, without any meditation experience, any practice of Qigong or energy, and that's the beauty of this kind of practice. So when you're experiencing this, and your feeling is very different than experiencing, you know, the relative challenges. And you still have your body, you still may have your story in part of your mind, but you free yourself up. It's more a space of your heart, space of deeper knowing. And so in that space, people start to discover possibility of opening the heart. And what that means is energetic opening of your heart. It's not like your mind convinced your heart you should open or shouldn't open. So it's more like it's energetic. You couldn't help. You know, when you see like happy people and you naturally feel open, when you see a baby, so naturally feel open. But in this case, you see a girl inside of your heart, discovering the happiness is there, the baby is inside of you. It's like the feeling I can, one way to describe is like every morning, when the light shining, you know, rising, in the sun rising, like every life awakening to the light. No matter what happened in the past, whatever life form might be, you know, you suddenly feel happy.
Right.
Wow. And that's a beautiful day, you know. But when you say another beautiful day, you see, literally, you start recognizing the sun as the energy, as new life, as new creativity on this planet Earth. That's what you're recognizing. So that is such a simple but profound discovery. When you discover that in your heart, then your heart start to sing, start open, start be happy. So you can imagine a group of people coming together, opening to that new experience. You start to feel more happiness, new kind of happiness. Does not depend on conditioning. Does not depend on our story, how much money you have. Even doesn't that depend on, you know, how healthy you are.
Right, right. So I'm wondering, like, what your, there are lots of different theories about why, like, depression and anxiety are so, it seems rampant. It seems that there are so many people who are, more and more every year, it seems like, suffer or are starting to recognize that they're suffering from, you know, fearfulness, a chronic fearfulness like anxiety or just depression. And I'm wondering what you would suggest to help release that or change
that. Yeah. So, I mean, from the modern medicine, especially the new medicine, we discover, and the most of health condition or the main cause behind it is stress.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say stress, not only stress of life, which is quite inevitable, but what we take on in the body is like a contracted energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're looking into the muscle tissue, even the organ, nerve system, you know, when we're driving in traffic, in rush hour, the body holding so much tension.
Right.
And when we, you know, see something, experience something beyond our capacity or as a surprise, then body responds as a shock.
Mm-hmm.
Then same time when we, you know, see something, even really normal life condition, but because of the trauma we experienced in the past, remind our past memory, then we respond into very, you know, normal life circumstances, especially in relationships, simple thing. Then the body responds as a, like a trauma because of the old memory conditioned that way.
Right.
So what happened is, as a result, is a contraction of energy in the body. Could have been the nervous system, could have been the spine, could have been your heart, could have been your organ. So the practice is allow us go deeper into the body, recognizing that contraction to start with. So often we, you know, we not only victimize by our life, but we play victim thinking of someone else, you know, causing ourselves feeling not so good, feeling traumatized, feeling contracted, feeling stressed, feeling diseased. And that doesn't, you know, really empower us. So what happened is in the practice, we constantly guiding us going back to the body, going back to the body. So you start to developing this new awareness. Whatever circumstance of stress might be, you start feeling the contraction in the body. When you're feeling that, then you can go deeper, particularly whatever area feeling the tension, you're able to release it with the practice. So not only, you know, a breath, a sound, a movement, and you're able to release that tension, releasing that contraction. So you're not carry that stress on ongoing basis, become otherwise become like chronic stress, yeah?
Right.
And that chronic stress is causing more stressful reaction to life.
Okay.
And that is like a catch-22, you know,
right.
The continuous cycles, yeah. So that's why these energetic practice, this conscious awareness of your bodily energy is so important.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Master Gu. We're going to be right back with Master Gu. We're going to learn a little bit about surviving the obstacles that the world places on us. So we're going to go to that next. Now I've got Thomas Mapfumo.
Pega, pega.
Fumo. This is Cows FM 107.3 from Occidental, California. This is the West County Public Service radio station. We love you guys. We hope you love us back. Go ahead and send us some money, please, at kows.fm. We could use your donations to keep this station running. And if you're interested in becoming an underwriter, go ahead and contact us at 874-1073, 874-1073, and anybody who answers the phone would be more than happy to help you so that you can advertise on Cows. Here's another public service announcement. There are affordable medical services for adults, and they're available at all West County health centers. The centers provide breast cancer screening, family planning, HIV and Hep C testing, dental services, and mental health services. Medi-Cal CMSP application assistance provided, and sliding scale based on income. So for more information, go to www.wchealth.org, westcountyhealth.org. All right, and here we are back with Master Gu. And we were talking offline together about how some people hit a wall. They've got this amazing, incredible idea, and they're putting all this energy and intention to creating their dreams. They really have put their heart into it, and they're not being met. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, about how you face those kinds of adversities when you've really put your heart and soul into something and just don't feel like you're being helped or you're not able to create it somehow.
Yes, and of course nowadays, and everybody knows the importance of intention, right. And you know the creation starting with your mind. This also when you're putting energy into an intention, that's the beginning step. It's probably one of the most important steps. And yet, the continuously how to allow the energy flow is so important. So it's like, and I put into maybe giving the suggestion from my own experience of working with any kind of challenge. First of all, is, you know, in life, so acknowledging life is challenging. A challenge is part of life. I think that is a really important beginning point. You know, often we expecting everything need to be perfect. Life should not have this challenge. Why me? You know, why this doesn't happen? So we end up, you know, expecting life working differently than what is happening. And that can be very stressful. Energetically, can be very, you know, struggling and depleting, and also limiting our creativity too. So what I like to share with some of, you know, my process of working with energy, working with life, with the creative process, and especially right now is working with this relatively, you know, big scale of organization with the teams and all different aspects of the program. So, and the way, you know, we approach it, and I think it might be applying to your own life in whatever skill might be, when you're starting with acceptance, and that means really acknowledging, feeling what you're experiencing in your life, whatever circumstance might be. Doesn't matter whether it's good or bad, ideal or not ideal, should or shouldn't, mentally giving all these labels. So by accepting this case, it's not so much of like mentally identify or not. It's really about energetically experiencing it. It's allow your heart open to it without any story, beyond the stories. It's like feeling it, feeling what you experience. Is it challenging? You may feeling stressed in the body. You're feeling maybe the relationship not working. Allow yourself feeling that emotion in your organ, in your heart. If something, you know, again, the good thing is really usually it's easy, right? But the challenging things, you know, often we have trouble with, then that is the biggest step, really accepting it. That means is you're letting go of the resistance. You're letting go of judging them. Right. And you're going to the heart and feeling it, whatever that experience might be. So that's the first step. Mm-hmm. So what happens is in that process, you start to go into your heart and tap into much greater resources, greater possibility than the mind can handle.
Mm.
You know, a lot of stress is causing from this story, self-constructed story of the mind that what life should be.
Right, right. Yeah, and I think that you're right. There's a bit of the victim that wants to come out, like why isn't it working for me? And it takes away the joy of what is working, right?
Exactly. You know, it's like it's a wonderful gift. We have the mind starting with the intention. I want this, and that is good for me. That is important. I have certain goals, certain intentions, certain purposes. Good. But then when we experience in this process, then we disempower ourselves when we start to judging life.
Right.
Fighting life, so to speak.
Right, yeah, because you're right. I believe judgment is a way of fighting.
It is. It's huge. So much stress. And then we couldn't help it, you know. We couldn't control easily. So what I'm suggesting is going beyond the mind, going to the heart. That is what's happening. Let me feel it in my heart. Let me accept it first and see what happens next. So the next step I'm suggesting is, can summarize our words, activating. Activating. So it's like beyond just permissively accepting life as a victim. You are activating something can happen, a new possibility, a new flow of energy, a new creativity, a new insight. So what you do is once you're your body and your heart in this energy field, you start to reconnect what is truly important for you, whatever the goal might be, whatever the purpose might be.
Right.
You start to imagining what is good for you.
Right.
What do you truly desire for? And feeling it in your body. And so when we tap into that, suddenly the body starts to open, the energy starts to open to new flow, new creativity, new insight. And then it's coming back to your past, you, whatever choice you made in the beginning, with new energy instead of stress.
Right.
So you keep this energy going. When you keep this energy going, and the deep sense come out of that is a sense of appreciation, even in the midst of challenge, even in the midst of something is not working, when the mind perceives something is not working.
Right.
You start feeling this energy is nourishing you continuously in your body, in your heart, in your mind. And come out of that is like a very natural feeling, appreciating, wow, this is life. Wow, I'm experiencing challenge. Wow, the new energy is unfolding. Now I have a new insight, new idea, a new purpose.
Nice.
Our new connection in a deeper level with what you set up want to accomplish in your life.
Yeah, that's amazing, because you're right. If you can sink into the present moment and really allow yourself to breathe, then things do seem like more possibilities start to come forward.
Yeah, exactly. So feeling the energy, that's what I'm really strongly suggesting, allowing the energy, feeling the energy, opening to the energy of creation, then that energy will continue to carry you forward.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So tell me a little bit about the Qi Center. I want to make sure that our listeners know where to find you. What's your website name, and what's new? What's happening at the Qi Center?
Yes, a lot happening. And we're local, first of all, based in Petaluma, and we offer a lot of programs in San Rafael, Petaluma, and actually also Santa Luisa, in the Bay Area, in Genoa. And we offer weekend workshop as well, weekly classes, and the most intensive is retreat, and lasting from 5 days, 10 days, even 2 weeks. That's happening locally here. And also we're offering amazing program more globally, slow internet, and I'm so excited about the possibility of the new technology, make it possible to share this ancient wisdom practice more globally without the limitation of physical distance.
Right.
So like the class we're offering right now, weekly classes, you can join a slow live stream at a comfort at a home. So basically you're opening the computer on the internet and you connecting with a slow video from there to guiding the practice and sharing this teaching with you. And so our website is qicenter.com. Qi spells C-H-I, center.com. C-H-I, center, C-N-T-R.com.
Okay, the QiCenter.com. And that's where you can get, I noticed that you had a live stream class, a daily live stream class, and you had other kinds of things going on. It's a great website because there's lots of information there. And you, there is a video there as well, so you can kind of get a chance to get a snapshot of Master Gu's energy. You can just see this chi leaking out of him in all directions, and that'll just give you a lift if you're feeling like you need it.
And we do have so much free gift you can discover on the website.
Oh, good, free gift.
So you can experience yourself and also share with your friends and the family again, and you can use that wherever you're at home, your workplaces, from different countries, you know.
Right.
So if you're ready to enjoy some practice, discover for yourself and join us on the weekly class, actually, as a matter of fact, starting tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
tomorrow
great.
10 to 1 o'clock, so big block of time, but you can also choose just join part of it.
Oh, that sounds great. Oh, good, so it's just starting tomorrow. So, yes, go ahead and direct everyone to go to the Qi Center, QiCenter.com, and check out what Master Gu's got going on. Thank you so much for being on the program. I'm so grateful that you made the time to be here, and I got a chance to hear some of your really deep, heartful wisdom.
Thank you so much, Mishak, and I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to connect with you and connecting with all our listeners. And the idea is really, you know, we're here together and such a precious opportunity to share good energy. That's what we need in our personal life, our life on the planet Earth.
Right. Wonderful. Okay. So, Master Guru, thank you again, and I'm going to let you go. Hopefully I'll get a chance to interview you again in the future, so I'm going to take that down there. And also, anyone locally in Occidental, if you're interested in checking out some Qigong classes, there's one Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 at St. Philip's Fellowship Hall. Emilio Gonzalez teaches it. He's been 15 years in Occidental. It's a $5 donation, so that's one way to kind of get started. Go check it out there. And here we are with Sonia Dada, Ain't Life for the Living, and I'm going to share that with you because that's what Master Guru makes me think. Life is definitely for the living.
I have lived on a river since I've been alive. I've been thinking back on a life I've lived. I'm thinking ahead to the life I leave behind. I'm just a sinner, flesh and blood and pride. Asking Jesus, save me one more time. Juniper, we were both still kids, sleeping by the riverside, defying local laws. We live and laugh and say we're sinners, lust and greed and pride, asking Jesus save us one more time. Every Sunday morning, when the preacher man comes to work, and he asks from the scripture, and he smiles in a congregation, I'm